The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, there are fears that mobile phone behaviour while driving is worsening, with some motorists being caught watching Netflix while in traffic. To chat about this growing issue, I'm joined by Brenda Bulger, who's the owner of the Bulger School of Motoring in Kilkenny. Brenda, hello, you're welcome to the programme.
Hi, Claire, thank you.
Have you seen this yourself, people watching Netflix in their cars?
Yeah, I can't attune as to whether or not it was Netflix, but I have definitely had personal experience witnessing on three separate occasions people watching TV shows or streaming shows on their devices in their vehicles. Two of them in the last 9 months were on the M50. One was in Kilkenny, and I was in my own car, sat in traffic recently and got rear-ended because somebody was watching something on their phone.
Ah, okay. So you have very direct experience of this. And in the incidents where you've seen people doing it, are they holding the phone in their hands? Because that's clearly illegal, right?
Absolutely, that's illegal. No, they've very carefully positioned their phone holder that sticks to the windscreen so that they're able to watch their TV show whilst driving.
You see, that is a problem, isn't it? It's an issue, because those screens, while they're useful if they're positioned there, if you're following directions, for example, they also mean that you can be sitting there with both hands on the steering wheel, but really still very distracted.
Oh, absolutely. And the way phones have evolved over time, they're no longer auditory devices. They are visual as well as auditory, and the visual is taking over the auditory. And the issue that you're having with it is people aren't realizing that when you're moving, the amount of ground you're covering and how much you have to slow down in order to stop safely, particularly on the likes of the M50. And the moment you take your eyes off the road, even if it's 2 or 3 seconds, you could travel several meters in that space of time and you're just not aware of it.
Mm-hmm. So what's your position on this? I mean, do you think that phones should be nowhere near our eye line while we're driving?
I do. I understand that there is a benefit to have them for navigation. But I'm going to show my age now, Claire, and say I remember we used to take out the paper maps before we went on trips and plan out the journey. But we need to at least have a ban on having the phone holders on the windscreens.
To ban them.
Yeah, I don't think they should be on windscreens at all. If you're driving down a road and you're not familiar with it, there is a voiceover on these navigation tools. So you don't have to actually look at it. You can listen instead. And if you're using that for navigation, you're consistently taking your eyes off the road to follow the map. It's not going to be the end of the world if you just take a wrong turn or miss your turn. You can just go down a little bit further down the road, find somewhere safe that you can turn around and come back up again. Yes, it's a minor inconvenience, but in terms of the alternative, it is the better option.
Yeah, a lot of cars, the newer cars now, they'll connect to the phone navigation system. So it's on your screen, in your car, in your dashboard. So are you saying that even that is distracting?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it is distracting. I have it in my own car as well, and I don't like it at all. I sound like a bit of a Luddite. But people's perception is in terms of getting caught. And it's not about getting caught. It's about sharing the road with other people. And we all have a responsibility to make sure that we all get home safely in the evenings. And if that means that I have to drive a little bit more carefully, or I have to put my phone away because somebody beside me isn't driving as carefully, then that's what I have to do. The screens in the vehicles are an absolute detriment to road safety.
Mm. John says there's loads of people watching TV while driving, especially football. He says, I've often been in a taxi when the driver is watching the match. But they're not, I mean, I shouldn't ask you about the law, but I'm just thinking about this out loud. Like, they're not committing an offence, are they? Because the offence is holding the phone in your hand. So we haven't legislated for looking at the phone while it's not in your hand. But we can, I suppose you can say to somebody, well, you're not driving with due care and attention, which is an offence.
Yeah, exactly. It would fall under a different category, I would imagine. Again, not a member of the law enforcement.
Yeah.
It would be better to get the advice from them. But you are deliberately placing a distraction in front of yourself, literally in front of yourself, because it's popped up on the windscreen, while you're driving. Like, if you connect your phone to your car, it won't allow you to stream a video because you're driving the vehicle, but you can put it into one of those cradles on the windscreen or on the dashboard, and you can have whatever it is that you're streaming on there. But it is driving carelessly, it is driving recklessly, and it is an endangerment to other road users.
So what's your advice then when you're teaching people how to drive about the phone in general?
I would ask them to just turn off their phone. Like, anybody who's in their life that's important, turn it off, put it in your pocket, put it in your handbag, put it on the back seat. Most of the cars will these days connect to the phone automatically if somebody needs to call you or even a text message. And you can have the phone's digital assistant, like Siri or whatever the other alternatives are, read that message out loud to you, and you can verbally have them respond to it. You don't need to view the actual screen to do that. You need to realise that it's not driver behaviour, it's individual behaviour, because there are plenty of drivers out there who just will not use their phone while driving. And it's about changing the personal habit and being more self-aware that you are now in an environment where the phone is not allowed, and just put it away.
Yeah, people saying, this listener says, if people didn't have to spend 4+ hours a day commuting, they mightn't have to reach for their phones out of sheer boredom and frustration. I mean, that's as may be, but we still shouldn't do it. You know, it's a distraction, as you say, whether you're holding the phone or not. Someone else saying, on the suggestion, Brenda, that you ban those little windscreen holders, that they'll put them somewhere else rather than the windscreen. I suppose that speaks to a lot of us now who are addicted to the phone.
And that's the issue. It's the phone addiction, and the visual of the phone is by design to capture your attention. It is, everything that's on there is designed to suck you into it and make you stay on it. You have to be the responsible individual to say, I am in an environment where this is not permitted, because the dangers that are involved of driving while being on your phone, it's just too risky.
All right, it's not worth it. Brenda Bulger, thanks for talking to us from the Bulger School of Motoring in Kilkenny. If you've seen people watching Netflix or watching a football match or anything else on their phone, do let us know. 087 1400 106. And I suppose more importantly, if you've any ideas around how to stop it and how to change behaviour, tell us this morning. And you can email the programme as well. It is clareburn@newstalk.com.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.